I cannot see or talk to anybody that has been into the light. I can't see.
Oh,
angels.
You are right.
No,
okay,
I'm
so once they go,
earthbound.
That's it.
Yeah, my area is very narrow. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. I can only see earthbound spirits. But I will tell you this. It's a good little hint to know. If you dream of anybody that's died, that's a very good indication they've crossed over. Earthbound spirits, it is very, very difficult for them to get into a dream.
That's fascinating. Generally, in terms of earth time, mm-hmm. if a person dies, how long does it take before they go into the light, generally?
Okay. They have about 72 to 80 hours after the cemetery. Right. Most people, as soon as that little service is done at the cemetery that the priest or the minister has, most people will walk into that light at that point.
Are they hanging around up to that point for any specific reason?
Yeah, they're attending. They attend their funeral.
They want to see who shows up.
They want to see who's there. They want to hear what's said. The women check out who sent flowers. The guys, and it's a guy thing. They got to count how many cars in the funeral procession to the cemetery. The more, the better. But nobody's in that light pulling them. Nobody's pushing them. You're alive. You have free will. You have free will when you're dead, too. If you don't want to go to that light, you don't have to go. Now, that light will stay with you for about 72 to 80 hours.
Then what happens?
Well, it starts getting smaller and smaller, and you realize it's gone or it's disappearing. But, you know, 72 to 80 hours, that really gives you enough time to flit around, go through people's houses, be nosy. Nobody's going to know you're there. Just don't lose the light.
But what happens if you do, Marianne? Are you stuck?
That's exactly right, and those are the ones I see.
Do you help them?
I can create that white light that they lost after their funeral. I watch them walk into it, and they are where they need to be.
At what point in your career, mm-hmm. or is that accurate to call it that?
Oh, sure, that'll work.
At what point did you go from just seeing these entities, talking to these entities, and then starting to at least get them into the light?
When I was 8 years old, my grandmother took me to New York it was my very first airplane ride. She took me to New York to do a house for some aunt they called her Watsy. I don't know what that meant in Italian. Aunt, I think. And walked into this house in New York, and I have to tell you, this was the first time that I can remember seeing a pretty young spirit. You know, all these funerals that grandma took me to, they were older, mustached women, older men. You know what I'm talking about? Very older, very ethnic, very garlicky women. You know what I'm saying? This was a very pretty woman, young, maybe 18, 20 years old. And I was so taken back by her because all the other women were older I'm looking at her, and I thought, oh, how pretty. You're like a princess in that white mm-hmm. business. She had like a white peignoir set on. And my grandmother says to me, so somebody here? And I said, yeah. I said, but, oh, Grandma, Nani, I used to go, Nana, she's so beautiful. She says, it doesn't make any difference. Tell her she's got to go. And that's what I used to do when I was a little girl. I'd walk into a house, and I'd go, you got to go because Grandma said so.
Why'd they listen to you?
Who knows? I don't have a clue. And she looked at me and she said, I want to go to heaven. And I thought, oh my gosh, she wants to go to heaven. Now, I had just made my first communion. I knew things. I mean, I was a bright child.
Sure.
And so I said to her, go to a church. Because that sounded like a reasonable thing to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me. She says, I tried. I can't get to heaven from a church. And I thought, oh. And I'm thinking, so Grandma, Grandma goes, so is she gone? And I says, no, she's not. I said, she's still standing here. I says, Nana, I said, she wants to go to heaven. And my grandmother looks at me, and she looks at me, and she goes, tell her to go to a church. I said,